Begin the current daf. Masechta Baba Basra daf Lamed Hey. Begin them daf. Begin the test. Begin the Gemara. Rav Meyach Loiker. Rav says that these two shtachos, the Yitzmir Mechad, okay, you're going to divide it. So this says Lahu Lishna. According to that version, the Mefarish Beperek Mishal Yonasi that explains in Ksubit of Tzadi Dal Medaf. The time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav's halacha? Mishum the Saber Kirem Eihels Agar Meir. Dama that he says Edechasim Mekarti that it's the witnesses of the signing in the document that creates the document, that creates the actual effectiveness. That's why he holds that you divide it. I feel like even if you have witnesses that saw it given over to one before the other one, but since from within the signatures, it's not recognized who's first. That's the primary thing. So no one it will have an indicator one over the other. So they're going to split it. Like it's obviously more good enough chavdam based. The non demishle tisha kasal begarish by sekidayla. Let's say someone wrote a get to divorce his older wife, and has the same name as the younger one. Well, yagarish by sekitani is not going to use it to divorce the younger one. Now, but daik the inference is agadayla matzim begarish bay. But the older one he could divorce with that get. Mukila beid mesira rebelaza, and he explains, yeah, because talking about rebelaza holds with eid mesira. So even though in the document itself there's not an indicator, but the witnesses see who was given for. Aval Remeya, but that is according to Remeya. I feel like a daila matzim agarish. Remeya would hold even the older one that was written for you wouldn't be able to divorce. Avakav deika eid mesir. Even though there are witnesses who see it's being given over to her, but kibin ein nikum etech eid chasima. But since it's not recognizable from the witnesses in the signing itself, so therefore that's not going to be valid. Now, more of a sustaisim maya b'matana oy b'mecher. It must be talking about that and the gift. That's what these shtaris are for, or as a sale. Shekain b'shtar, where the kinyan is happening with the actual document. But if let's say the actual kinyan is happening with money or with taking possession or with a swapping, a bartering, that the star is not making the actual kinyan. It's just there as a proof. The Rav would agree that he would agree to Shmuel that you would say Shuda the Dainer, that it goes based on the judges what they want. Because now you don't need anymore that should be recognized from the witnesses that are signed on it. Since it's only for a proof, and although it's not indicative from inside, you don't need that, only if it was the actual kinyan itself, and then they're equal on that footing. But if it's not, then we just have to verify when it was, and that you could verify. So says Taisis, Laisa Lashon. Now, according to that version, Leipardach Mirav Hocha, that the question actually is not from Rav over here. Because the Hasam Bedinhu Shalshneim, there it makes sense that it's going to be both. That's given to be Mechanechtemu, since it was on one day that they were signed. So, meaning, according to Rav, we understand why the halacha is going to be Achleku. El Mishmul Parach Rav, the Gemara's question was from Shmuel that why he's saying Shudda Dedaini, it should be the halacha of Kol Da'alm Gavar. Now, or the Perish Rabbein Tam, the Perish Shudda Dedaini, according to Rabbein Tam, that he says, or mean the other way around, I mean, why is Rabbein Nachman saying Kol Da'alm Gavar should be Shudda Dedaini? Now, according to Rabbein Tam, that explains Shudda Dedaini means Masha Yirtza Hadayin Yasa, whatever the judge wants, he could do. That's what Shudda Dedaini means. Asa Shaper, so that makes sense. Dachinami Bezel Emishal Abaisis. That's what the Gemara is asking here. Also, in Rav Nachman's case, when this guy says, "My father," he says, "My father's Shach Shudda Dedaini." Well, that would be applicable to say Shudda Dedaini. I mean, again, in contrast to Rav, where there's no indicator, so of course you'll see Achloku. But Shmuel, his halacha Shudda Dedaini should apply by Emishal Abaisai. Well, the Pesach Kunch, but according to the Rashi, Shemafar Shudda, that he explained Shudda means Lamisha Nira Ladain, that just what appears to Judge Shayyabi Yoisa, that he must have been the better friend, and therefore that's probably who wanted to give it to. Well, Kasha, that's difficult. The Bezemish Labaisa, because in the case of when they're fighting over whose land or boat it is, by Shaykh Shudda, there's no one giving it, so how what does that mean that the judge will decide if it's not just at their discretion? So yes, says Yitzchok Lefarish, you could push and explain. She not the young, the judge will give it. Lamisha Nira Amiti, it's just to the one that it seems more truthful. But the other Yaisa, that the one that probably was sold to or gifted to. Void. Moreover, I mean, just whoever's it is, that seems like it was his father's. Void. Moreover, the Lahu Lishna, according to that version, the Misha Yinasing Ksuvedav Tzadama Beis, the Muki Pukd Rabbi Shmuel that explains Machlud Rabbi Shmuel Libud Rabbi Laza, the Svil Rabbi Rab holds the Chaluk Adifa that. That splitting it is different, meaning even according to Rabbi Lassa, that actually holds that it's Eid Mesira Karti, even though and seemingly you could verify when it was given over, and still Rabbi says dividing it is better than Shudda Dedaini, Asa Shaper, so then actually our sugya makes sense to Parach Mirab, that actually the question is from Rav, not just like we said before, that it would have to be according to Shmuel, The question is, so why are you saying that it's called Om Gevar? Because the Safik wanted to say Echleka, like the way Rav says it. And Vaisa Lashon Ho Iker, and it's actually that version that's the primary in the Gemara. Kedimuchas from the Brisa, like it's obviously something in the Brisa. And therefore, that would mean that our question, in our Gemara would be not just from Shmuel, but also from Rav. Like Tess Mat begins the Gemara, but Shmuel, he says, should the Dain? He says, the judges get to decide, which says, Tess Hanikar Blaza, it must be like a Blaza. Dhamma that he says, Eid Masir Karti, that it's the witnesses who saw it being handed over that they get to qualify the document. And the reason why is, he wouldn't say Shudda as we said in the previous places, because there's no indicator one way or the other. So Benir says, it seems, the Amar, Bepek Misha Shay Nase, this is what the Gemara says, I think, Subit Abtali Dal, Kasam Le'echad, Umasa La'achar, Lazeh, Shamasa La'ikanam. So if he writes it to one person, he hands it over to someone else. So the one that gave it over is the one that acquires it. Although the other document was written first, it's the one who's given over first who gets it. Now, Benir, it seems, specifically was written on one day. So therefore, so the one who's given over to it first. Because it's not recognizable from the document itself that it was before. Then you say you go based on the Mesirah. But it was written on two different days. Lazesh nechtav tchilah, to the one who was written first, kana he acquires the shenikar matecha chazima, because it's recognizable from the signature itself, shazeh nechtav kaidin, that this one is written first. Api shemos lazeh metchilah, kana, even though that this one that it was handed over first, he acquires the achkach keshemos agam lazeh meshas chazima, because afterwards, when it's given over to this other person, then he acquires it from the time of the signature. And so we find such a principle. The Abaye says Edov, the witnesses b'chasum of zachanai, with the signatures is what they merit him. And therefore, even though we say that one's mesira, he gets it before the one of the chasima, that's only if they're both signed on the same day. But if one was signed beforehand, the one that was signed first, he was written mezaka to that one first. Says Taisus, okay, ba'astas shapin, now makes sense. The ha Shmuel sabah ha'chaker b'laza, as we said before, Shmuel seems to be saying over here like Rebbe Elazar. That's what it says with the Dedaina. Whereas a perikam b'metzia d'ochi gemar l'og mishmul k'abaya, the Gemara pushes that Shmuel to explain like a baya, meaning on this principle that the edim b'chasum of zezachanoi, which you would think that would be like Remeir, who holds Eid Chasim Karti. No, because like we're saying, that even according to Rebbe Elazar, that if one of the Chasim is before the other one, that one will get it even according to him. It's only Mesirah when the Chasim is one the same day. Regarding that gift, there were two brother-in-laws that were signed in it. Mashmah sounds like the Sabah by Rebbe Elazar. It sounds like Abaye is like Rebbe Elazar. How so? Because the parakha of Yosef, the Kamar, the Gemara, so in Rebbe Yosef, he says, Zil akne b'eid mesir kerbalaza, go acquire him with eid mesir like kerbalaza. Parakha Abaye says, but from my kerbalaza, Musa Mutech, kerbalaza agrees when it's forged from inside true apostle, where it's invalid. So if that's the case, although Abaye holds, it sounds like that, if not for this, that he would hold like kerbalaza, that the giving of the shtar would be effective. That's a doichig to say that he didn't ask. So he said, "Bezer doichig alim Rabbi Yosef kamar." It's pushing it to say that there was only according to Rabbi Yosef. Lately, really, that he doesn't hold of it. No, rather, obviously, you see that although Abaye holds that id b'chasim azachanai, he could hold like Elazar id mesira are the ones, because according to Abaye, that's the same idea. That's only when the id b'chasim are not a steerer to that, because it was only on the same day. But if one is before the other one, then yes, even Rebbe Elazar would agree that it would be the Eid B'chasim of Zachanai, and the ones with the earlier ksiva would get it. Next, just not to begin the Gemara, but where the Gemara should the Dainus. So Shmuel says it's the throw of the judge, which Nilar Ben Tam. What does that mean? To say Lemisha Yirtzah Dain Litain, whoever the judge wants to give it to, his discretion. But like your Pesha Kodesh, not like the way Rashi explains, Shiyam Dudaita, or the Rashbam, Shiyam Dudaita, Yishal Naisen, that they have to evaluate what was the intention of the one who gave it. And he brings Rais. The same prayer comes to Gittin, because the end of the first prayer, Gittin, if you're down the bay, is Gabi Holich Man Laplaini. Go give this 100 dinarim to this person. And the Bach adds in the words, Mesa Mashaleach. and the shliach dies. Kamar, the Gemara says, Masha yirtza shliach yase. What the agent wants to do, he does. Now, b'kar lehasim shuda, and the terminology there is shuda, which again seems to indicate whatever he wants to do. Perkas ha'yuchsin, the Gemara kedushin ha'vayin dal med'alaf. Nami amar, it also says, neman hadayin loymer, the judge is believed to say, lezeh zechisi, lezeh chiyavti. That this is the one they want to be mizaka, this one I want to be mechayv. But when we say the kishbal adin am lefanav, only if the litigants are still in front of him. Avain bal adin am lefanav, but if the litigants are not in front of him anymore, in the neman is not believed. Well, Parach the Gemara says, but then had been the dayin, so wanted to go and just judge over again. Mashal the Gemara answers, b'shud the dayin. We talk about b'shud the dayin now. If it's the interpretation of Rashbam, what do you mean? What's the problem? Go back and it's logic based on reevaluate who was the intention of the giver. So obviously it's not. It was discretionary, and that if you don't know, then now it could be something different. Actually, a third rise, the Rishami explicitly says, whoever it is the court wants to confirm, that's who they confirm. So again, you see, like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, if you're going to say, if that's the case, maybe he's going to give it to whoever who will pay him off. We can say, no, the Chaldayon of the Mekabel Igra, any judge that accepts payment, Labdayon, he's not even a judge at all, as the Gemara says in Ksubitav Kofay, and therefore that's not who we've been talking about. Now, Mash Pesh Rabbeinu Chanan, this Rabbeinu Chanan explains that Kabbalah B'Yedinu, we have a tradition, delivering the Shuddah, we don't say this concept of Shuddah El B'Makakoy, only by property. And that says Tais Ein Nilri, that does not seem to be correct to the Ri, because the Ha'agabi Ha'ilech Man L'Pleini, by the case of go bring this 100 dinar to that person, Gabi Shlich Ma'isila, it's said in the context of a Shlich, but say Perikam to get Navidalma days, and that's talking about a case of money, which is metalan. Oy Pirish, he also explains the Dafka Dain Mumcha Isa Shuda, that specifically a professional judge does Shuda. The Rav Sheshes, Gavar Rabba, but he was a great person. Rav Nachman said to him, Mar Lab Dayonahu, you're not a judge, Gabe Ime Duram Bachama, Vravukva Bachama, Beperek Mishal Yonosik Sudav Tzadidama Be. So what you see from over there is that you have to be specifically a great person. You have to be, meaning, like the story over there was, Rav Nachman said Rav Sheshes, there was Tamach Chacham, but still he wasn't able to judge the Halach of Shuda because he wasn't a Dayan Mumcha. Next says Master beginning with the Gemara, Maishno Hadit Nat. Now, why is it different? This we're learning the Mishnah, Machla Parah Bachamara, Bechulu, someone swaps a donkey with a cow, or a case of the Shivcha, and there the Halacha is Yachleiku. Why is it different than this Halacha of Koldam Gevar? So it says, in lechich mekan. Now, don't prove him here that Halacha is Sumchus, that you see that, oh, Halacha is like Sumchus. With the Parach Minei, the fact we're asking from this, I mean, the sumcha is the one that holds generally yachleiku when you have a sapek and you don't say much mechel b'raya. No, because adkan le pligyale ha'asam bashal, where do the rabban disagree in Brahman Tzedav Kof Meral, Mishram Dazlin Baz Chazaka, the Mamayinako, we go based on the one who is a muchzik in the money. So make me the bechaz kismar kama, so we give it into possession of the original owner. And then the other one is a much mechel b'raya. Halav hochem, but if not for that, my yachleiku, the chum agree that you're going to divide it when you have a sapek like when we have over here. And b'mircha sabayis, Gemara later on of some regular manal, Gabi Omer tenu chelik leplein yiminichsa b'chul. When the guy says, okay, give a portion to that person for my assets, to ma'isim misumchus, where they bring from sumchus, the Pesach Kohen Rashi explains, the time, the reason is, mishum, the chelik misafkele, what does it mean, the portion, you have mashu, is a little bit, or a palga, or is it half? And therefore, when you have money in doubt, you're going to divide it. Im Kain says again, Mash Mitzalim that Lachik is Sumchus. So it says no, but you could reject that. Because the time of Lach Mishum is Sveika. The reason is not because of doubt. Get Pesach according to like the way Rashi explains. The Mishum the Chelik Abiravia. It's just because a portion is a quarter. In other words, we're not going to say because, oh, we're not sure if it's half or if it's a little bit, and therefore go somewhere in the middle. As like no, it's because that's actually what it means. It means Revi. And actually, to the contrary, it says, no, it actually appears not like these rais. Halacha is not like simchas. Avagav the Mekam HaKemes, although in many places, B'Mekam HaDaf Memvav, B'Metzir Daf Tzadiches, Daf Kuf, Sosman Tanakabasei, we have the anonymous Tana saying like simchas,
But the Hasav is Shmuel. Kerabanan. Shmuel, Paskin, is like Rabban. The main Bresha Par, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Perek Par, and Babakam, that from above Medaf. Omer Shmuel, he said, Azud Debre Sumchas, is the word to Sumchas. Abachad Mem, the sages, they say, Zeklagot Ben Mkudluhu, etc. Mashmud sounds like Zu, that, yeah, only this is the word to Sumchas, probably severely, but it doesn't hold like this. Now, Avagav, the Mukha Perek Bez Koral, though it's obvious in the Gemara later on of Kofem Medaf, the Ika Zu, this really, that you could say zoo, and that means you hold like that. You stum zoo, but in general, it says zoo, lois really, that's not how you hold. And if it sounds like Shmuel, Paschal, like Rabban. Way more, but the Gemara has, and the Gemara says, with the above Metzia, the above Kamen, the above Medav. Inami, or also, Zekla God, but then who? What's that coming to teach us? L'chiha, regarding the following case, that Meichel Shoel L'chaber, if someone sells ox to his friend, and then it's an ox, comes out that it's an outgoring type of ox, etc. So, Mashma, it sounds like, that Zekla Godlo, that this is a big rule, that Philip that even when you sell an ox to your friend, I mean we say that Maitzi Mecha Bar Liberaya, that you're going to say, okay, whoever's the Maitzi, he has to bring the proof. For sure, in the case when we have the Machlik Sum Rabban, the Sabbath Shmuel, the Shmuel holds, Hamitzi Mecha Bar Liberaya, that for sure then you say that principle. Kamar, the Gemara said the Shmuel Masafkele, Shmuel wasn't sure, he toughest Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achron. You go based on the first word a person says, or the last thing that he says. Masnin, the Mishnah within Avkav Beis and Beis, the Ketani that says, Be'echad Shesocha Merchatz Betzipari B'yud Beis Zuhuvim L'shana. So, the case over there, it says, if someone rents a bathhouse in Tzipari for 12 golden for the year, Midin Zob L'chaydish, but he also says that's a golden a year. And what happens if it's a leap year? So, but my son Abraham Gleil Rabbi Yisi, but Amr, they say, okay, Yachleiku is Chedesh Eber. So you gotta, since it's not clear, you gotta split the extra month of the leap year. Mukesh Shmuel explains, but Baba Emsa Chedesh talking about where the guy came in the middle of the month. Okay, so half was already, so you split it. But Chilas Chedesh, but if it came in the beginning of the month, Kula Masker. So then all the profit goes to the one who's leasing it out. But Seif Chedesh comes at the end where it already was, Kula Seich, all the profit goes to the renter. Now, obviously, so you see, Seif Krabban, it goes like Krabban, that's the Bas Chazaka, that, okay, where was the Muxik? Before the Masker is the Muxik, afterwards the Seich is the Muxik, because the Masker wants to collect the money. Because La Sumchas, because regarding Sumchas, you would always say you split it. So again, you see that Shmuel is saying like Rabban. And Rav Nachman, so Menamek Rabban, Rav Nachman also holds like Rabban. Because the Kamah Hasan, the Gemara says with the Karka Becheske Bala Kamah, says, property is in possession of the owner. And that if a fellow will say, even if it comes at the end of the month, Kula Maske, he says, all the profit's going to be to the owner. And Apech Mepech, and Bal Korcha, Chayin the time, so obviously the reason is, the Sovak Rabban, because he holds like the Rabbanon, and Umasnin, which is, because according to Sumchas, you would say Yachleiku. And whoever's the muchzik, which Rav Nachman saying, which is the masker, he wins. Now, masnitin the hasam uki kesumchas, and the Mishnah that we explain like sumchas is like tikshle masnitin, that the Mishnah shouldn't be difficult according to him, mean that we just say it like to be able to resolve a sumchas that it shouldn't be difficult to him, but lamaisa we see we pass it like Rav Nachman. By Krab Nachman Kamala Medini, we really Krab Nachman Ban the Terry Law, and even Mepech Apech, even if he said his words the other way around, we would always say that the mask is the machzud. And again, you see, holy Rabban. Now, Morba says Taisus, Behegi Beskin Kavasei, we explicitly rule like him, Perek Makab, and the Gemara Mitzia, Dav Kofiota Manavka, but Hushtara, there's a document, Dav Ksibbe, that it says over there, that we see the Gemara passing like Rab Nachman. That the karka is like we said b'chesk ba'leho, and you don't remove it. You're not going to say like sumchas, or grinding a star mashkin on the field that written in it shanim stama, which actually that's the shnayim where that's the most that we're going to say. Passing like Rav Nachman that karka b'chesk ba'leho. And after 2 years, it goes back. So you see again, like we go based on the chazakas. Now, Avakav, they come like Rabbi Shmuel Mishnah the same. Although the halach is that we rule like Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah that paskins like sumchas that yachleku. And that's in general. Avahalcha, the poly Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman disagrees. Lo, that we don't say that, and actually we rule like Rav Nachman. And therefore, again, we see again that the halach is like Rabban and not like. Not like Simchas.